Jeff Burkhart was one of those fortunate people who found his calling early in life when he made his move from cooking in a small restaurant to tending bar there.
I quickly noticed that the bartenders were doing a lot of the same sort of thing that I was doing, assembling products, except they were making a lot more money and having a lot more fun.
In addition, the hours are flexible, the money is often good, and for an aspiring writer with a journalism degree, such as Jeff, there was another benefit as well.
You get to talk to people every day, interesting people. You know, I always say the flotsam and jetsam of human endeavor wash up on my shore. As a writer, they say you have to go out and find people. For me, they come right to me.
Burkhart's newspaper column, Barfly, recounting his experiences and observations, has appeared in several papers in the Bay Area and beyond. It also formed the basis for his recently published memoir, 20 Years Behind Bars. In it, he blends history, recipes, watering hole etiquette, and an insider's view of the barman's job.
Drinks can be made many different ways. If someone says, I want an old-fashioned, there's not just one way to make that. There's 40, 50 different ways, and you have a little bit of time to determine how they want it made and why. But that's also part of the fun. You have 10 seconds to decide. There's a lot of energy and adrenaline that goes along with a busy bar.
The bartender also sets the tone and adds personality to the room. Burkhart says that can make or break an establishment, depending on who feels comfortable there.
There's no trick to getting men to go to a bar. I could put a plank up in my garage and open a few beers, and in 10 minutes I'd have 10 guys down there. But it's getting women to come to a bar that makes a big difference. They need to feel comfortable, not necessarily taken care of, but protected in a certain sense. And some bars don't do that. You know, the bartender starts hitting on them or things of that nature. A single woman who's coming out by herself should feel totally comfortable at your bar. And if you do that, the next thing you know, you'll have 20 single women at your bar, and then you'll have 50 single men.
And a good crowd is critical because the bar is always a profit center.
You can buy an entire bottle of alcohol for what one good mixed drink will cost nowadays. And there's 22 drinks in that bottle. So that's a pretty good margin, right? Where if you go buy a bottle of wine, probably what a restaurant's going to charge by the glass is going to be what they pay for the bottle. You know, 22 to 1 versus 4 to 1. That's a huge difference in pricing.
Most of the time, actually preparing the drinks is a straightforward process, Burkhart says. But certain ingredients can be troublesome.
The biggest thing now are these egg white drinks, because egg white is not cooked. And raw egg is the arch enemy of cleanliness. And so now you've got these situations where people are using raw eggs in drinks. And people sometimes ask me, why don't you drink a Ramus Fizz? And I said, because I've had salmonella. And once you have salmonella once, you never want to risk it again.
Regardless of what goes into a given concoction, though, do not call Burkhart a mixologist.
I'm not a mixologist. I'm a bartender. A mixologist is one of these invented terms to try and create a dynamic that doesn't exist. They know how to make their muddled black Corinth grape mojito, but they can't make a Manhattan that anyone would want to drink.
Jeff's own recipe for a dry Manhattan appears on page 312. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.